It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Aaron Rodgers, bless you, man. If I called Susie and said, hey, 4 months ago, this is when Valentine's Day is when I decided to go into 4 days of darkness, that would be the end. If she'd be like, stay in darkness. I don't want to see it.
Today's guests, from NBC Sports, Peter King, Emmy Award-winning actor Henry Winkler, co-host of CBS Mornings, Nate Burleson. And now... it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, yeah, everybody. Welcome to this edition of The Rich Eisen Show. All this news that we say today, we guarantee its realness and its freshness. There's no fake news here. If we say anything that's not accurate, it's just we don't know. Does that make sense?
It's all out in the light, too.
Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you, brother?
Hey, I'm great.
DJ Mikey D is indeed
Rich,
nuts.
Good morning.
We're getting right to the introductions. TJ Jefferson, right, you're not even ready for the candle to be lit. I mean, where is your candle?
Well, all the candles are pretty much done, man. So I got to get Amber at Woods Creek Candles to send us some more. But yeah, I don't have a candle.
Okay, very good. It's an Amber alert. There we go. Off the Rich Eisen Show. Uh-oh. But one of the good ones.
Yeah, no doubt.
Look, hey, more than Rich. We're right here on the Roku channel. Peter King's going to join us in about 18 minutes' time. For instance, the news being real, he found out from Andy Reid, night of the Super Bowl, the two touchdowns that put the Chiefs up for the first time and then up by eight. Those two wide open touchdowns to Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore, who, by the way, weren't on the Chiefs at this point last year. He found out it's the play from, he's straight from Andy Reid, plays called Corn Dog. And the fact that I lead the show with this just proves to you, there's no more football being played. wait to hear what we're really going to dig into in a second. Peter's going to join us on this program. Derek Carr, as we all knew was going to happen. He got released yesterday. He is a free agent right now.
Yeah, he is.
He could talk to whoever he darn well pleases.
He can sign.
Well, I mean, it won't be official till the new league year begins, but yes, he
agree to terms.
Agree to terms. Sources say.
Which one does the new league year start?
I believe it is March 14th.
March 14th.
Yeah. Because okay. March 11th, March 12th.
I'll check
one
it
of those
out.
Dates. I got an email in the middle of the Super Bowl asking, can I do that show? Am I free to do that program on NFL Network? Which is great. After 20 years, 20 years ago, they're like, you're doing that.
Now they're checking your availability.
March 15th, a month from today.
March 15th, the negotiation period, right. Legal tampering.
That's what I'm doing.
Is 13th to the 15th.
I'm doing the show on the 13th.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Legal tampering.
Oh, baby. Good times. Good times right here on the old Rich Eisen Show with Peter King. We also have on this program the great Nate Burleson, who nailed the winner of Super Bowl 57, the final score of Super Bowl 57, and the MVP of Super Bowl 57, and the final throws of the 8.5-hour edition of NFL Game Day Morning on Sunday, and we figured he should come here and take a victory lap.
It's a trifecta.
Speaking of taking a victory lap, I can't say he's the biggest Patrick Mahomes fan. I know there's Stone Street, there's Rudd, there's all those Kansas City folks, but he's definitely the biggest Patrick Mahomes fan I know that's ever kickstarted a jukebox into working. He is Henry Winkler.
Hey.
And his love affair with Patrick Mahomes became full bloom when he was on this program in June. June Bloom, when he just interrupted me and asked me if I knew Patrick Mahomes, and then we all know from that appearance, Patrick Mahomes found out about Henry's love, and he then invited him to hang out with his family when they came here to Los Angeles to play the Chargers midseason, and then now he's the Super Bowl MVP, and Patrick Mahomes is now in the pantheon of all-time greats. And I personally think Henry Winkler put him there. And that's the way I feel. We'll see what Henry has to say. As you know, he is one of the greatest humans on planet Earth.
Facts.
And I figured, what better way to set things up for the crazy-ass parade in Kansas City, Missouri today than by having Henry Winkler chime in.
It is pretty cool that we know Patrick Mahomes, though.
We do know Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, like it's cool.
Yes.
It is pretty cool.
And that like, if somebody comes on here and speaks something into this microphone, technically it can be spoken into existence. And I think that's a very powerful platform that we have here on the Roku channel and Sirius XM and this terrestrial radio affiliate and Odyssey and our YouTube page and our Rich Eisen Show collection video on demand service and our podcast.
That comes with great responsibility, Rich.
It does indeed. Which means we better get the darkness therapy facts right. Couldn't have been more wrong yesterday. We'll hit on that later on.
Our bad.
Corrections.
It's fine.
And omissions.
Fine.
That'll be later on. You can't just say it's fine just because you were the most wrong out of all of us being wrong, Chris.
Hold on a second.
We'll get that later on.
Chris did research.
He's saying things on a show that's airing literally as we're airing.
We'll get to that later.
You guys saw my weather report.
We'll get to that later. Oh, that's right. Oh, yo, we're not flop sweating like you do.
Yeah, I mean, you guys didn't flop
sweat. We're not fine with it, but we're going to rectify it, okay?
Hey, look, correction the next day. It's fine.
And omissions. It's like a newspaper.
It's good.
Back in the day. We'll tell you kids what those used to be.
We're going
to
redact.
That's later on.
I still get the Sunday Times delivered, by the way.
Why not? Good for you.
I used to deliver these.
I don't read it. It goes right in the trash.
Let's talk about this. Let us talk about how, as we talked about the newly gear moments ago, last March, as we all know, was a crazy month. Derek Carr is now a free agent. Became a free agent on Valentine's Day. Hell of a Valentine's. And he is now starting the quarterback carousel spinning. Aaron Rodgers is going to make his decision at some point when he goes into his darkness therapy, which is not really, you know, starting now, and it's not really completely in the dark. At any rate, he's going to make a decision at some point, and things are going to spin. And as you all know, last year in New League year, it was totally encapsulated by a tweet by our friend Stephon Diggs, and it said, "The hell going on?" And then we were all wondering, How does one say this? The hell going on? How does one say this? We had the same thing with Tyreek Hill, right? Right?
Right.
We had the same thing with Tyreek Hill, and that came from his response on Twitter to what? When he said, am I reading this right?
Yeah.
It was the trade deadline day.
Yes.
Right? The trade deadline day.
Right. Am I reading this right?
Am I reading this right?
And we found out that we actually got him to say how he tweeted it out. Am I reading this right?
Am I reading this right?
Okay. We got him to do that. Because he couldn't believe some of the trades that were being made. So, buried amongst all of our coverage last week and the actual game of Super Bowl 57, we had Stephon Diggs on our air and we got him to actually tell us, what's the inflection of your tweet? And it's a new drop. Go ahead and hit that,
the hell
Mike.
Going on?
Do it one more time.
The hell going on?
There it is. Okay, the hell going on? There it is.
That was a highlight for me, I got to be honest.
And the reason why we're saying this is because these are now all applicable to yesterday, Valentine's Day, being the day that NFL Twitter turned into NBA Twitter. We hear this a lot, guys, right? That why isn't NFL Twitter as trolling, nasty, or as catty as NBA Twitter? I mean, NBA Twitter is all that. And that's why it's got its own hashtag, NBA Twitter. NBA Twitter. That's why one of the best at it refers to himself as Troel Embiid. You know, like that's the reason why. The potential MVP of the NBA refers to himself as Troel Embiid.
Facts.
So I do hear that. Like, what's with the NFL? Why don't they do this with each other? You know, it's a respect that everyone has for each other. And then yesterday, you sent this in a text exchange. Was it you or you, Chris, who sent it amongst us?
Yeah, I think it was Chris.
I couldn't believe it. I just responded with, wow.
Yeah.
Juju Smith-Schuster,
yep, it's very funny.
Who, as we all know, was the receiver held by James Bradberry, causing the huge, I mean, total fire. The fire that has engulfed the entire NFL world, sports world, is to... One of the greatest Super Bowls got ruined by a call, or it was the right call, and calls like that should be called no matter what. And we said, you know, it's the right call, but it shouldn't have been called. I'm hearing, how dare you use your platform to say that refs shouldn't call what they see? And all, I mean, it's such a fire. And he tweets out, "Happy Valentine's Day, everybody." And it's a photograph of one of those kids. Valentine's cards that just says, "I'll hold you when it matters most," to and from. And, you know, I see this. My kids write these out for their classmates. Yep. You're about to enter those days, where you say, "Cage, did you do your Valentine's cards?"
Yep.
I mean, it's a photograph of James Bradberry. "I'll hold you when it matters most."
Oh, that's cold.
And this is NBA Twitter coming to the NFL. It's like Juju Smith-Schuster. My goodness, read the room. And I love the guy. You know, he's the TikTok guy, and he's the guy who has fun and is funny. He came on the show. He's delightful. But, I mean, read the room. From the fact that talk about too soon. It may never be not too soon. Certainly for Eagles fans, it will always be too soon. And I saw the body language after the ball dropped, and he had yet to see the flag thrown. It looked like, watch it back. He's just strolling right back to the sideline.
Yeah, he wasn't complaining.
He wasn't complaining.
Not complaining.
He wasn't looking for a flag.
Nope.
Mahomes pointed at it because, you know, he knew that what on the spot it meant a new set of downs and that they could essentially run the clock out. I mean, he saw that. Look at his body language. I'm just running back. Yeah, that's the end of that play. I guess we'll kick a field goal. And wow. Read the room. A.J. Brown, it didn't take too long for him to chime in. "First off, congratulations. You all deserve it. This is lame. You was on the way out the league before Mahomes resurrected your career on your one-year deal, TikTok boy." Oof. "He admitted that he grabbed you, but don't act like you're like that or ever was. But congratulations again." Then a couple of emojis. TikTok boy. That's next level.
That's just
that is next level. Calling him TikTok boy.
I mean,
disrespect is real.
That's right. And speaking of Tyreek,
I was waiting on that mic.
he was chiming in, but Juju responded. You know. "Glad you were finally able to get all that off your chest after all these years. Good game, bro." And then the thumbs up and then a ring. Oh, my goodness.
Brilliant.
Just salt in the wound.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Tyreek Hill, former Chief, what do they call it? A railbird when you're looking at stuff? When people are playing craps or gambling, they're throwing dice.
Just watching.
And he wrote back with two crying emojis, "Yo." And then he added Darius Slay and James Bradberry, except for the fact that that's not the real James Bradberry. It's just some random.
Just some guy named James
Bradberry. Some random who wound up. I imagine if you go to that Twitter site right now, the tweets are locked. I imagine that poor James Bradberry, wherever that person lives, just that person's Twitter out of nowhere on Valentine's Day just blew up.
Oh, man.
So Tyreek Hill's like, "Hey." And then Slay's like called it weak AF. "It's all good, though. They won." And then Tyreek chimes in, "Front runner, bro." So they're all going at it.
So stupid.
Tyreek Hill kept going at it, too.
Tyreek's just sitting there eating popcorn man on Twitter.
He retweets Juju Smith-Schuster saying, glad you're finally able to get out off your chest after all these years. Man played victim. LOL, I'm logging off here today.
What is going on?
And then Mahomes. I don't know, like from the middle of what, Epcot? Like wherever he is? I don't know.
He's in It's a Small World right
that
now.
That man must just be bored.
Which man?
I don't know.
Whose man's is this?
Who man?
I don't know.
Whose man's is this?
I don't know. Is he referring to his own teammate? He can't be referring to A.J. Brown. I mean, Mahomes knows his own teammate crossed the line. Is he referring to Tyreek Hill chiming in, his former teammate?
The funny thing is, all three of us thought three different players.
Right.
For the same tweet.
Right. I thought he was talking about Juju. Like,
I thought he was talking about AJ.
Like, Juju's sitting at home, playing video games, making memes, and then having fun. Like,
but isn't this what NBA Twitter's about? Like, we're supposed to guess?
We're supposed to guess.
We're supposed to guess. C.J. Gardner-Johnson tweeted out that he has more interceptions than Juju has touchdowns, and so maybe he should play receiver. And Juju responds with big hat.
Big cap.
Big cap? Okay, also big hat. Big hat. No. Big hat. Also big hat.
Big cap.
All hat, no cattle. I don't know. Also, I told you in the game to stop all that talking because we were going to come back and win that game. Now help me decide which finger I need to get size for this ring. He's all in.
I mean, he gets to do the talking, so though. They won.
Yeah. I know, but don't do the talking.
Hey, Rich, remember, man. If you don't want me to dance, don't let me get in the end zone.
Come on.
By the way, Juju is doing you in our fantasy league right now.
Yeah, Rich.
Yeah. But it's me in the fantasy league just for fun and content. I know deep down I can get beat by my own son in the playoffs, and he will love that. And out of as much as you hear me talking about our fantasy league.
Which is a lot.
You talking about a lot.
A lot.
Into a microphone that goes worldwide, as we know.
You would give it up. You would give up the chance to make the playoffs to beat me, and you would give up the chance to make the playoffs to beat me if Cooper could do it, by the way, who turns 12 today.
Hey! Coop.
If Cooper could make it and beat me, you would love that. But I also am doing this just for effect and content.
That's what Juju's doing.
Come on. Read the room. The whole country feels it's been robbed that Jalen Hurts, who could have been the MVP of this game, didn't have a shot to tie it or win it. The real James Bradbury, we unearthed his handle, and all he responded to all of this at Brad_B21 is all pro, hashtag APJB, all pro James Bradbury is what that stands for. He was second team all pro this year. He had a great year, which is one of the many reasons why the Eagles were not only in the Super Bowl, but had a chance to win it.
All pro, I mean.
Oh, my God. So I'm glad, Mike, that we have the new drop from our friend Stephon Diggs.
The hell going on?
Because that describes yesterday. We've never seen Super Bowl winners chirp at Super Bowl losers like this on Twitter, and certainly not after the way the Super Bowl ended the way it ended. Oh, my goodness. What if, and if Juju re-signs with Kansas City, that Eagles at Kansas City game next year is going to be, as the kids say, lit. Wow.
That was fun yesterday. That was great.
I don't know. I'm sitting there shaking my head.
AJ Brown tweet is at 350,000 likes.
NFL Twitter became NBA Twitter on Valentine's Day.
Love it.
All right, we'll talk about this with Nate Burleson in hour three. Peter King's joining us next. He unearthed the fact that it was called corndog, those touchdown plays.
His reaction was amazing when Andy said that.
It's called corndog. I'm like, no way.
He's like, that's what it's called. He's like, yeah, that's what it's called.
And right in the middle of this show, a nice, warm center, just like a perfectly cooked steak.
Ooh-wee.
Mm. Henry Winkler. And then there's you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. A parade, so much more to talk about on this program. Peter King, when we come back. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code Eisen when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code Eisen. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network with our Roku stream, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is the right product for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. The Football Morning in America column after the Super Bowl is always, always must read, as is all of Peter King's interviews coming off of the Super Bowl. And joining us right here is our longtime friend, Peter King, on the Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, PK?
Hi, Rich. How are you?
I'm great. Walk me through your process here about how you get someone like Reed so quickly after the Super Bowl, because I'm sure you would have wanted Nick Sirianni in that seat had things gone the other way, as they easily could have on Sunday night.
Peter. Well, Rich, I went to the AFC Championship game, met Andy in his office after the game, and talked to him. And right at the end, I said, hey, listen, when you win the Super Bowl, I'm really going to want to sit down, you know, right after the game like we did last time in your office, and I'd love you to go through the winning play with me. And he nodded, and there was not a, oh, I'll absolutely do that, but he knew that that's what I wanted to do. And so I felt pretty good about that. And then 5 days later, I rode to work with Nick Sirianni, or 6 days later, on Saturday morning before they left for the Super Bowl. And I told him, hey, listen, I have done this thing after games where hopefully I get the winning coach to talk to me about maybe the decisive play in the game. And I'd love to be able to meet with you after the game. And I'll do it as quick as I can, but maybe 5 minutes. No commitment from him either, but at least he had it in his head.
Yeah.
I was going to ask him to try to do this. So after the game, I went, and it was a crazy, probably crazier than usual in the Kansas City locker room, because not only because obviously they were so happy, but in this particular case, for some reason, everybody in that place was smoking a cigar. And you hear my voice right now, but I'm telling you, I was really, really struggling to breathe after a while, because this acrid cigar smoke, if you're in that room for a half hour, I went up to the press box afterwards and I was just coughing continuously. So I wrote that column while on a semi-continuous coughing jag. But anyway, Andy agreed to let me sit in there. He was there with his grandson, Maverick, 9 years old, Britt Reed's son, and also with his longtime agent, Bob Lamont. And so my videographer extraordinaire, Annie Koblitz, this was a tiny office, scrunched herself into a corner, turned the camera on, and then we learned all about corn dog.
That's the name. And you know the previous Super Bowl winner was called Wasp, which was that play that that Mahomes counseled for in a timeout second half. Yeah. You know, the Niners were really putting their stamp on things. The Chiefs had not unleashed that huge passing attack to Tyreek Hill with any success, and then they call Wasp. You can hear Mahomes say on the NFL Films coverage, you know, do we have time to call it? Because it did require some pass protection. And that was the play of that Super Bowl. And this one was was called, as you just mentioned, Corn Dog. It was the same play, just a different, just flip the field from the Kadarius Toney go-ahead touchdown and then the one that put them up 8 to Sky Moore. Is that as simple as that?
It was not the same play.
Okay.
Corn Dog was the Kadarius Toney play, and on Corn Dog, basically Kadarius, it's corn, C-O-R, because Kadarius Toney is supposed to run in, then immediately flip the switch and run back and run a corner route, which is exactly what he did. And he had 11 yards of spacing between here and the nearest defender. The reason that it's called a different play is not only because it's on the different side of the field, but because the first read for Patrick Mahomes on the touchdown pass to Toney was actually a run to Jerick McKinnon.
Mm.
And at the line of scrimmage, because he saw exactly what was going on, and at the line of scrimmage after he took the snap, he saw the simple fact that Darius Slay was not coming back to, you know, to try to catch up to Kadarius Toney, and nobody covered him. And, you know, Rich, I, again, at the risk of taking just two plays and damning a defense for it, I mean, I don't understand how 3 minutes after that play, the Philadelphia Eagles allowed the same thing to happen on the other side of the field with Sky Moore that happened with Kadarius Toney. How do you explain that? That the two winning plays in a Super Bowl, you don't cover the receiver, basically. I mean, look, the Eagles had a great year, but the end of the season for the Eagles was a total black eye. And I feel, hey, good for Jonathan Gannon. He got the job in Arizona anyway, despite this. But if I was in on that Monday interview with Jonathan Gannon, I would have wanted to know how in the world happen in once, okay. It's like, fool me once, fine. Fool me twice, well, shame on me. How does that happen a second time? And I'll be interested at some point in the future to hear the Eagles' reaction as to why that happened.
Well, I'll push back a little bit here, and this was going to be one of my questions to you. I'll get to it right now, Peter King, is that it's a black eye for the Eagles because they didn't have a chance to retort at the end because of a holding penalty that got called.
Yeah.
So, and that's why I think many fans are upset about the ending of Super Bowl 57 that don't even have a rooting interest for the Eagles, is that it was such an incredible game and we were robbed because of the penalty, properly called, I think, although I wouldn't have minded if the official just kept the flag in his pocket, that we were robbed of Jalen Hurts sending the game to overtime or perhaps winning it for the Eagles. And your initial reporting or what you're hearing about the league's thoughts on such an incredibly played Super Bowl coming down to a yellow flag, Peter?
You know, Rich, I have not asked a soul in the league or on the competition committee what they thought.
Mm-hmm.
That is how it ended. But you just said it. And this is the thing that, in my opinion, everybody is saying, well, yes, it was properly called, but what? I understand that it would have been a lot more fun if Jalen Hurts had a minute 40 and one timeout and the ball at the 25-yard line, down 3, to go make his legend. I get it. We all know that. But you know what? It's not a Hollywood script all the time. It's reality. The reality is that Juju Smith-Schuster was restricted by James Bradberry, not severely, not overly significantly. I understand that. But let me ask you this, and I've asked a bunch of people this. I think it was Rich Gannon. Somebody said this on Twitter, and I think it's the perfect thing. If with a minute 48 to go on that play, okay, right before it happened, if, let's just say, Orlando Brown false started, okay, and when he false started, in essence, he wasn't called, mm-hmm. Every analyst would say, oh, my God, Kansas City got another chance because they didn't call this false start, and it's an obvious false start. I mean, oftentimes a false start is only a twitch. It's just a tiny movement, but you got to call it. And Rich, until this is just the way I feel, and I understand. I would have loved to have seen it too. Mm-hmm. We all would have. But the fact is, you know, if the play was going to be called, if it was a penalty, and most people seem to think that it wasn't terrible, but it was enough to be called for a penalty. The fact is, I just can't go crazy. And until the NFL says we're going to have some rules for the first 58 minutes, and then in the last 2 minutes, we're just going to, quote, let them play like it's an NBA game, end quote. Until that happens, I don't really have a problem with what happened at the end of the game.
NBC Sports and host of the Peter King podcast, Peter King here on the Rich Eisen Show. Mahomes is the face of the NFL now, right? Yes, Brady's retired. Mahomes is 27 with two championship trophies, two MVPs. Also, like I mentioned, Brady's retired. He could get in the area code if he keeps winning like this and has the longevity of Brady's career, right?
Here's the thing, Rich. You know, Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, if you put a line of demarcation at age 27, obviously Mahomes has 1,000 miles to go before he sleeps. But by age 27, their accomplishments are incredibly similar. In fact, they both won 80% of their starts by age 27. I did the math, like exactly. They both won 80%. Brady has won 3 Super Bowls. He's 3-0. Mahomes is 2-1. But how about this? In Mahomes' playoff appearances, by age 27, he's thrown 35 touchdown passes. Brady, by age 27, had thrown 11. Now, I'm not saying that Mahomes is better than Brady by any means.
Right.
But you said it. You know, I think it's possible. I think one of the things that is Tom Brady's legacy, he has shown all of these quarterbacks the pathway to be great for a long time. Go and have your fun in the offseason, but remember, this is a 12-month-a-year job, or let's say it's an 11-month-a-year job. Let's be fair, because even Brady went to Costa Rica in the offseason. But as I once asked Brady after the Super Bowl against Atlanta, don't you ever want to go out and have 9 beers with your buddies? And he goes, I've done that, and this is a lot more fun. I think Mahomes probably feels the same way.
And he's also signed long-term, and Brett Veach, what a job building the roster. The offensive line may be, you know, the best in the NFL, could go into next year with such a moniker and prove it again. The back end of the defense was so young, now has a ring and a year under their belt. I couldn't help but notice the DeAndre Hopkins tweet. I don't know if you saw that, just the googly eyes of him saying Mahomes is different. And everybody seeing that, you know, the 1-year deal Juju Smith-Schuster signed with Kansas City. And now, you know, forget about all the tweets that he sent out yesterday. Just I'm wondering if, you know, now Kansas City is going to be a destination. Like, I'll go play with Mahomes, and someone like Hopkins raises his hand. Right. I mean,
that's a fantastic point. Really, really prescient, I think. And I agree totally with you. I don't know what veteran is going to go to Kansas City for less money than he could have made elsewhere this year. Could it be DeAndre Hopkins? Could it be Jalen Ramsey? Could it be whoever? I don't know. Could it be a really good player who, either in trade or in low-cost free agency, chooses to go because he wants a piece of the pie now? And I think that's smart of you to say it.
Well, I mean, that's entirely possible that happens. And obviously Philadelphia, with Howie Roseman, what he built and was able to build this year, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith could go into next year as the best wide receiver tandem in the NFL. Jason Kelce said on his podcast he needs to take some time, told his bro on their podcast together, he needs to take some time before figuring out what to do next. But what about Hurts? Because at least the Chiefs have their quarterback locked up, and if I'm not mistaken, I heard Mahomes' contract annual payment is going to be ranked sixth amongst quarterbacks next year. So they're in great shape there. What's the scoop on Hurts and how they're going to re-sign him, and then obviously have to work around what that means cap-wise? What do you got for me there, Peter?
Well, Rich, I guess I would say this, that the Philadelphia Eagles, who for my money had the best offensive line in football this year, and to me one of the best in recent history, quite honestly. And look, I have great respect for what Kansas City did too, but to me, so much of that right now. You saw what Jeff Stoutland did with Jordan Mailata at left tackle. He invented a very good left tackle out of an Australian rugby player. So I have faith that even if Isaac Sumalo, the right guard who really came through this year, and if Kelce does retire, they'll figure it out, you know, because they're very, very good at it and have done it very well over the past few years. I think they'll figure out a way with Hurts, and I think Jalen Hurts, I don't even know who his agents are, but I think Jalen Hurts will instruct his agents to basically say, listen, just like Tom Brady once said, I don't want to be a pig at the trough. And Patrick Mahomes, one of the things he knows is that if Veach ever comes to him and says, we need to redo your contract to create cap space or to do whatever, you know, he'll do it. And I think Hurts would do the same thing.
Last one for you, Peter King. The story, I know you're, and I appreciate you calling in and, you know, getting through this. Last one for you. What do you got for me on the storyline of the offseason? What do you think? As we turn the page, the story will be, fill in that blank for me, Peter.
I think the biggest story in the offseason is going to be what happens with Lamar Jackson. And I think there's a legitimate chance that, I mean, Rich, let's say you, as a lifelong fan of the New York Jets, you know that when Woody Johnson comes out after the season and says, says internally, quietly, however he says it, you know, we're going to address the quarterback situation. Well, we all think, and I think you think, that the number one step would be Aaron Rodgers. If that doesn't work, could the number two step be Lamar Jackson? And this is going to be one of the toughest decisions a franchise, in my opinion, has had in recent years for a very simple reason. Obviously, anybody would want Lamar Jackson to be the quarterback of the team. But how much guaranteed money are you willing to give a player who in the last 2 years has missed 34% of the snaps because of injury? It's easy to sit here and say, oh, get Lamar, sign Lamar, pay Lamar. Well, that's, of course. But what does that mean exactly? So to me, I think the Jets are going to have a very tough decision on their hands. And, you know, I think they will go after Rodgers if he does play. And if they don't get him, I think they will at least put their sniffers out and seriously consider Lamar Jackson. And if, as you think, and I think you think this, that he's probably going to be given the franchise tag and the less restrictive one. So to see if there are any offers out there that the Ravens then would be able to get two first-round picks as compensation, you know, let's see what happens. But to me, I think finding out whether some team out there is willing to pay Lamar Jackson $1 jillion guaranteed, I think that is the story of the offseason.
And then, Aaron Rodgers is the first domino to fall there. Because, I'm sure the Jets are enamored by what Nathaniel Hackett can bring to the equation. It can't be lost on him that the relationship he has with Rodgers when they hire him. Like, if they don't get Rodgers, great. They still have a guy who they love, who they think can either turn Zach Wilson around or whatever quarterback they get. But that relationship has got to count for something, don't you think?
The quarterback, you know what, Rich? The quarterback market is going to be really a lot of fun because I think the general perception, and it's early. I mean, the draft is 10 weeks away. But the general perception is that there is not a no-doubt guy in this draft. You know, there are three really good guys in this draft, but there's not an absolutely no-doubt guy. So, you know, does that mean that Lamar Jackson will be worth more? Does that mean that Baker Mayfield might get a starting job somewhere? And what does that, you know, how does Aaron Rodgers impact that? I mean, could Jordan Love be Aaron Rodgers circa 2008 and 15 years later, history repeats itself with a quarterback drafted in the 20s who gets the starting job in his fourth year? I mean, there's a lot of real fascinating stories revolving around that position.
And I guess I lied just in whatever 60 seconds you want to wrap it up. Derek Carr's market, it now exists. What's the timetable there, do you think? Quick? Fast? What do you think?
Well, if I were him, you know, and if I were his agents, what I would be saying is we have the floor all to ourselves right now.
Yeah.
And I think the one thing, Rich, if I were them, I would wait for is I would wait for the white puff of smoke out of the Aaron Rodgers chimney. Because, if Aaron Rodgers says either I'm not retiring or I'm going back to Green Bay or whatever it is, whatever he does, after that is known, then there's going to be a lot of clarity as to what Carr's market is. And I just really think, at the end of the day, I think the Saints, even though they're in really bad shape cap-wise, I think the Saints should really try hard to figure out how to get Derek Carr because that is a win-now offense with a defense that's good enough.
Peter, thanks again. Greatly appreciate it. Great job. I appreciate you soldiering through it with your voice, and let's chat again soon. I'll see you in Indy. See you in Indy.
Sounds great, Rich. Appreciate it.
The best. Peter King right here. Check it out. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. So much to pull on right there. The quarterback market, the draft market, the Derek Carr market. But when we come back, we turn the light on our darkness coverage. When we come back right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Errors and omissions. We don't do fake news here. We just don't know what we're talking about. There's a difference. Certainly when the news breaks, we try our best. We try our best, especially when the news breaks on another show that's happening at the same time.
Same time.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
Hard.
So, and plus, you know, we use information that apparently was not accurate. That we thought, hey, Rogers is going into his darkness therapy on Monday, and then he appears on McAfee Show Tuesday. Made it seem like he was going to go right into darkness therapy. I guess you don't assume those things. Makes an ass out of me. And I even said, hey, man, good for Aaron Rodgers. He can choose Valentine's Day to go into his darkness therapy. Not true.
No.
Errors and omissions. We're correcting it.
Most shows win, Rich.
Well,
shows win.
But I'm not, you know.
We're not most shows.
I got too much going on to make stuff up about people, you know, whose games I immensely respect.
I understand.
Yeah, man, I'm not so coming here. Like, you know, let me make stuff up about Aaron Rodgers. It's not the way I wake up every day.
No, it's not.
So what's the scoop here, Chris?
Okay, so as we stated, Pat shows on at the same time.
No.
So I went back and I watched.
Called errors and omissions, right. Not excuses.
Oh, got it. So I watched like the first 10 minutes with with Aaron yesterday, and he explained some things, okay?
Yes.
So this has been planned 4 months in advance.
Yes, that we had heard.
Yep. Wasn't going in Monday. Wasn't going in Tuesday.
Okay.
He said, quote, end of the week.
End of the week.
So I'm taking that as Friday.
Or it could be tomorrow.
Could be.
Tomorrow's end-ish.
Could be Thursday. Could be Friday. End of this week.
We don't know.
We don't know the exact date.
When do the lights go off? We don't know.
We don't know. But he's going in for 4 days.
We're in the dark.
And you're in the dark, but there could be some light.
There can be some light.
He said basically you kind of come and go as you please.
Come as you please.
You turn the light on, you turn the light on. Aaron made it seem like the whole point of the exercise, he's done some other meditation, other yoga retreats in the past. This was the first time he was doing the complete darkness. The whole idea is to be with yourself in the moment of darkness, come to that clarity, and whatever you take out of it, alone with your own thoughts, and then if you need a break, you take a break.
What do you do with a break?
I don't know.
You grab your phone?
I don't think so.
They got to take your phone away, right?
Well, Pat and AJ asked him, like, are you being filmed? Because, like, they got to monitor you, right? In case you start singing to yourself, or you're hallucinating, you go crazy, you're talking.
Yeah.
And so they got to be, and Pat's like, and Aaron goes, yep, you know, I will share those videos with your audience at a later date.
Oh.
So it looks like
Starts speaking in tongues?
It is filmed, and there might be some weird rituals that go on while you're in the blackout. I don't know.
He gets so completely turned around, he starts watching Rachel Maddow. Can we watch that? Is that where he works?
Unclear.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, it's not the complete just like
I just want
96
the guy
hours
happy,
of dark.
Man. I just want the
you know,
guy happy.
Alone in a room with your
it's
thoughts.
Like I can handle this. I can do this.
You kind of just go as long as you can take it and maybe push yourself a little beyond. That's kind of the idea of doing it in the first place.
Right.
And if you need to take a break, you flip the light on and take a little break.
I don't understand it. Clearly, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's not for everybody.
No, but I got the idea like he was going to just seal himself off and is alone with his own thoughts. And I guess there will be portions for that. I just want him to be happy. Aaron, just be happy. Come out and make your decision.
And play football.
And it makes it sound like he's going to walk out of there and he's going to absolutely know what he's going to do. Like he's going to have Mark Murphy and Gutekunst on speed dial. Does he FaceTime with them during this thing? You know, give them an update, or does he shut them off?
I don't know who's in Aaron's inner circle, Rich.
I would have Aaron on and ask all these questions.
I don't know what the inner circle is.
I would love to know. This is fact. Maybe people know. Hey, have you done a darkness therapy? This is great. Hey, anyone out there who's been in the dark or darkness therapy, I want
to
hear from
us.
You. React. Call 844-204-RICH. I want to hear from you, Rancho Cucamonga, darkness therapists.
I would love it if somebody's out there that's done
I am fascinated by this. I know.
I would love to know what it
what
was
is
like.
This?
What is the experience?
Now, our makeup artist in Arizona said she knew about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And her friend is a shaman.
Her partner's a shaman.
Okay.
Yes.
Her partner's a shaman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he's on, yeah. So it's all predetermined. So you can.
But she made it seem like they'd turn the lights off for 10 days.
That's kind of how I thought it. But now Aaron's saying, look, you kind of just
come
and go.
Come and go.
I'm sure there's different ways to do it.
You can Netflix and.
I don't think there's any devices.
There's no chilling?
I'd say there's no chilling.
Okay. You're by yourself.
It's alone with
you. You're device free.
Yes.
All right. We'll ask Henry Winkler if he's been on a darkness therapy.
Wow.
Won't that be great? Oh, I tune in for that. That's coming up. Still here on the Roku channel.
I feel like the Fonz has voices that talk to him.
Mike Trout is talking right now.
Really? Yeah. Never heard him speak. What does he sound like?
You heard him speak when you talked about being the commissioner of the fantasy league that Tommy Pham slapped around Jock Peterson for.
He's the best player in baseball, and if he walked in this room, no one would know it.
Untrue. You would know exactly who he is. It's a big year for the Angels, man. Let's go. Let's get Trout and Ohtani.
It's a big year, or they're going to lose both of them.
Yep.
They're not going to lose both of them.
I don't know, man.
No, they're not.
I don't know, man.
Well, Trout's not up, right?
No, I know, but no. He can just be like, I want out.
Ohtani should be looking for Manhattan real estate. Because
Boston. I think he's looking for
I'm telling you, eventually that is where
he's... How was the Mets Super Bowl ad? Did you see it?
Yeah, it was just, you know, the Mets kind of going around the... The funny thing is I couldn't really hear it, but it's them like in an office building, and I'm assuming they're taking season ticket orders because everyone was on the phone.
Yeah.
Admittedly, I didn't get a chance to actually hear it. I just watched it.
It was Lindor on the phone, right?
Lindor was on the phone. Brandon Nimmo was in there.
Brandon Nimmo had a Super Bowl commercial, man.
Jacob DeGrom is already hurt.
Get out of here.
Yeah, Brogdon literally just texted me that a minute
ago. Are you serious?
GM, Rangers GM, tightness in his left side during a bullpen session.
Oh, my
the cold God. Weather in Arizona is... A contributing factor.
Well, it is cold.
Let me tell you, it is surprisingly.
They were slipping on turf, yeah. And DeGrom's over here. Get out of here.